kansas.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at Kansas Public Radio, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. President Trump is blaming Tylenol for causing autism and telling pregnant women.
Venture is proposing to take control of the video sharing app TikTok under a deal being negotiated with China. The venture would be able to retrain TikTok's content algorithm using U.S. data. The White House says the algorithm was a tough point of negotiation that needed to meet requirements of U.S. and Chinese law. TikTok faced a ban in the U.S. over security concerns. President Trump has repeatedly paused the ban since taking office. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Prosecutors do not plan to seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing two people and kidnapping a child in Topeka in July. Christopher Barnshaw is accused of murdering his father and his sister and kidnapping the sister's 2-year-old son. Barnshaw fled to Illinois, where he was arrested. The child was not harmed. KSNT reports Barnshaw faces a host of charges, including 2 counts of murder in the first degree. But in a court filing, prosecutors say they will not pursue capital punishment if Barnshaw is found guilty. A school board member's unoccupied car was shot 10 times in rural Kansas Sunday evening. As Kaylin Moore reports, tensions have been high in the area since the suspension of the school superintendent.
The Comanche County Sheriff's Department said on social media that a parked vehicle near the school board president's house was struck by gunfire at least 10 times. No injuries were reported. The shooting comes after Comanche County Schools Superintendent Ty Thurer was suspended for allegations of sexual harassment. The Kansas Reflector reported earlier this month that people packed a school board meeting and demanded disciplinary action against the superintendent. The sexual harassment complaint was filed back in the spring. The Sheriff's Department is asking for the community's help in solving the crime. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach says Kansas has lost out on food assistance funding because the state withheld data from federal officials. But as Dylan Lyson reports, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's office says the program will not be disrupted.
Kobach said in a news release that the federal government has held back $10.4 million of funding because Kansas has not provided personal information about the state's food assistance recipients. But Kelly's office says the state will formally appeal, and that will automatically pause the decision, so the program will operate as normal during the appeal process. Kobach is also suing to force the state to hand over the data. State officials say turning over the information violates privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Frozen shrimp sold at Dillon's supermarkets in Kansas has been recalled for potential contamination. Kansas is one of 31 states where the shrimp was sold in the Kroger chain, which includes Dillon's. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says 3 varieties of shrimp sold at those stores may be contaminated with cesium-137, a radioactive isotope used in industrial equipment. The recall affects shrimp sold under the Aquastar and Kroger brands. The FDA says no illnesses have been reported so far. Weather Service says we can expect thunderstorms today. Some could produce damaging winds and rainfall in excess of 1 inch an hour. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms overall today. High temperatures near 70 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 68 degrees. Topeka drizzle, 68. Chanute rain, 70 degrees. A flood watch in effect for Chanute and surrounding areas until 1.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Votes for Kansas Women with United We CEO Wendy Doyle, September 24th. More at DoleInstitute.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up, former detainees at an immigration detention center in eastern Kansas are speaking out about alleged overcrowding and medical neglect.
It makes you feel that you want to give up everything that you've done on this country. They don't care.
Coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition, a rural jail is a part of a national outcry against claims of worsening conditions for detained immigrants.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Thunderstorms moving through the listening area this morning. Could be some strong winds, heavy rain, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, with a high temperature near 70 degrees.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's programme, as a wave of Western countries recognise the state of Palestine, we report on Israel's ongoing offensive in Gaza. And an autistic person reacts to President Trump's latest false claims on autism and vaccines.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. The time, 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from War. This is NPR News.
The author Patricia Lockwood spent years fighting long COVID, and her latest book captures that sense of disorientation, like the feeling she calls Brian fog.
I was reading a lot of Reddit at that time. People were describing their symptoms. They were misspelling things. They were saying that they were suffering from Brian fog.
I'm Ari Shapiro. Will there ever be another you? On the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Wasn't expecting that music. Forecast for today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures near 70 degrees. Details coming right up. It's 6:30. For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Shawnee County Commission has approved the county's annual budget. The 2026 budget is $151 million. It uses more than $4 million from reserve funds. Property taxes will go up slightly. For the owners of a home valued at $100,000, the tax will increase by about $59. WIBW-TV reports the budget also includes wage increases for county workers. A school board president's unoccupied car was riddled with bullets in rural southwest Kansas on Sunday. Tensions have been high in Comanche County since the suspension of the school superintendent. The county sheriff's department said on social media that a parked vehicle near the school board president's house was struck by gunfire at least 10 times. No injuries were reported. The shooting comes after the board suspended the Comanche County school superintendent over allegations of sexual harassment. Kansas lawmakers are not impressed with state revenue from sports wagering. As Dylan Lyson reports, they are floating the idea of the Kansas Lottery taking over to collect more.
The Kansas sports betting law lets private companies operating the state's four casinos contract with vendors like DraftKings and FanDuel. The state then taxes 10% of the casino's net revenue. In the first 3 years, sports wagering has earned the state about $36 million. Republican Representative Francis Auerkamp says other states tax up to 50%, and their lotteries contract with vendors directly, cutting out the casinos.
So there is a lot of money there. It's just, where does the money go? That's the big question.
Officials say lawmakers could let the lottery directly contract with vendors when the casino contracts end in 2027. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Thunderstorms moving through the listening area this morning. Some could be strong and produce damaging wind gusts and rainfall in excess of an inch an hour. Weather forecast for today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures near 70 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. Lows around 63. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 72. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 68 degrees. Topeka reporting rain, 69 degrees. Junction City rain and 70 degrees. The time, 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Trump has tapped into a serious public concern here. Homeless camps are perceived as a serious safety and quality of life problem. And cases of violence by mentally ill people, as you say, especially when caught on video, they've gotten a lot of media attention.
So if the president's idea goes forward, are there enough mental institutions and drug treatment clinics to care for these people?
Yeah, the short answer is no. Speaking on background with NPR, White House officials say they think this can be done without a big new federal investment, but experts don't agree. Later today, on All Things Considered, I'll report on an effort in Oregon to expand use of civil commitment. Critics say the price tag could spiral out of control.
That is NPR's Brian Mann. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up on Morning Edition, a super typhoon barreled through the Philippines on Monday, displacing over 17,000 people. The storm is now bearing down on Hong Kong and southern China. We'll hear the latest in about 10 minutes. Stormy weather in our own forecast today. Thunderstorms moving through the listening area. Some could produce strong winds. Rainfall in excess of an inch an hour. Weather forecast for today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures near 70 degrees. Current conditions around the listening area. Lawrence, cloudy, 68 degrees. Topeka, rain, 69. Manhattan, rain, 70 degrees. In Chanute, rain, 69 degrees. Chanute and surrounding areas are under a flood watch. That's in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's 6:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR and this station, we take our democratic role as watchdogs seriously. We hold the powerful to account, and we hold ourselves to a set of core principles: integrity, independence, accuracy, transparency, and respect for the public we serve. This is NPR News.
Good morning. I'm Leila Faldin. A wildlife refuge on an island in Tennessee is being overgrown by invasive plant species. It's been going on for decades, and last year officials tried to burn them, but the invaders resisted the heat. Then a local fire chief suggested goats, and it's working. The livestock apparently find the plants delicious. They've cleared nearly 10 acres. Pretty good. Now local authorities are thinking about bringing in sheep, too. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where white sand beaches meet the arts, from the Dalí Museum to more than 500 public murals. More at visitspc.com. From Amazon Business, offering business buying tools and technology with the goal of simplifying how to stock up to get ahead. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Many immigrants who are detained in Kansas and Missouri go through the Chase County Jail in eastern Kansas. Now, former detainees are speaking out about overcrowding and medical neglect. As Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, the Cottonwood Falls facility is part of a national outcry against claims of worsening conditions for detained immigrants.
Gout is a form of arthritis. It's characterized by bouts of searing joint pain. That's what Jose experienced during his many weeks. Eunice Cho, an attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union who spoke with me earlier this year, Though federal immigration officials deny this, Cho says poor detention conditions work hand in hand with the national deportation effort.
When you put somebody in a place where conditions are so terrible and where people are suffering so much, people will give up.
Once or twice per week, Jose says an immigration officer would visit Chase, promising detainees $1,000 and better legal standing if they self-deport.
They tend to make you feel like they're helping you, which is not true.
Jose was able to leave Chase without being deported. But even with that possibility, he seriously considered signing on the dotted line just to get out, even if it meant abandoning his work and his family.
It makes you feel like you want to give up everything that you've done on this country. They don't care. They don't care.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, immigration, and many other issues connected to public policy. You can find more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Up next, in about 10 minutes, news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, a rose leaf rag plus a Kansas tango, an English composer's Autumn Leaves sung by the King Singers, fairy tale music by Dvorak too about how a wise hermit uses his golden spinning wheel to solve a murder. Classical music from 9 till noon with Cordelia. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn, September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org.
90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs this afternoon near 70 degrees. National Weather Service says some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts and rainfall in excess of an inch an hour. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 69 degrees. Topeka reporting rain and 69. Manhattan rain and 69 degrees as well. It's 9 minutes before 7.
This is over. She says the only thing she can do is be ready for the worst and hope for the best. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, I'll speak with the writer of a new play that imagines what it was like when Martin Luther King Jr. and his close allies were planning the March on Washington. Listen in the NPR app, on a smart speaker, or this public radio station. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. News from NPR and KPR up next. Forecast for today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Could see some heavy rain, high temperatures near 70 degrees. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Effect of environmental and medical factors. Everything from nutrition to pollutants.
For too long, it's been taboo to ask some questions for fear the scientific work might reveal a politically incorrect answer.
He said past NIH research on autism has not given families the answers they wanted. The NIH did, however, fund one very large study looking at acetaminophen use in pregnancy and the risk of autism. It analyzed data from more than 2 million children in Sweden and found no connection. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
The top Democratic leaders in Congress say that President Trump has agreed to meet with them at the White House this week It's about a federal spending plan. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries have been demanding the meeting with Trump. If Congress doesn't pass a spending plan soon, the federal government will shut down next week. In Florida, closing arguments are set for today in the trial of Ryan Ruth. He is charged with trying to assassinate Donald Trump last year during the presidential campaign. NPR's Greg Allen reports that Ruth, who is representing himself in court, has pleaded not guilty.
Ruth was arrested after a Secret Service agent says he spotted him holding a rifle near where Trump was golfing at his West Palm Beach club in September. Ruth presented three witnesses Monday to defend himself against charges that, if convicted, could carry a life sentence. Two were friends who testified to what he claimed is his peacefulness, gentleness, and nonviolence. The third, a former Marine sniper serving as an expert witness, did little to help Ruth's defense. He said the spot prosecutors called a sniper's hide just outside the golf club's fence offered what he called a clear shot at the sixth hole where Trump was soon to arrive. Greg Allen, NPR News, Fort Pierce, Florida.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Prosecutors do not plan to seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing two people and kidnapping a child in Topeka in July. Christopher Barnshaw is accused of murdering his father and his sister and kidnapping his sister's two-year-old son. Barnshaw fled to Illinois, where he was arrested. The child was not harmed. KSNT reports Barnshaw faces a host of charges, including two counts of first-degree murder. But in a court filing, prosecutors say they will not pursue capital punishment if Barnshaw is found guilty. A school board member's unoccupied car was shot 10 times in rural Kansas Sunday evening. As Kaylin Moore reports, tensions have been high in the area since the suspension of the school superintendent.
The Comanche County Sheriff's Department said on social media that a parked vehicle near the school board president's house was struck by gunfire at least 10 times. No injuries were reported. The shooting comes after Comanche County Schools Superintendent Ty Thurer was suspended for allegations of sexual harassment. The Kansas Reflector reported earlier this month that people packed a school board meeting and demanded disciplinary action against the superintendent. The sexual harassment complaint was filed back in the spring. The Sheriff's Department is asking for the community's help in solving the crime. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach says Kansas has lost out on food assistance funding because the state withheld data from federal officials. But as Dylan Lyson reports, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's office says the program will not be disrupted.
Kobach said in a news release that the federal government has held back $10.4 million of funding because Kansas has not provided personal information about the state's food assistance recipients. But Kelly's office says the state will formally appeal, and that will automatically pause the decision, so the program will operate as normal during the appeal process. Kobach is also suing to force the state to hand over the data. State officials say turning over the information violates privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Frozen shrimp sold at Dillon's supermarkets in Kansas has been recalled for potential contamination. Kansas is one of 31 states where the shrimp was sold in the Kroger chain, which includes Dillon's. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said three varieties of shrimp sold at those stores may be contaminated with cesium-137, a radioactive isotope used in industrial equipment. It's the second recall of frozen shrimp products with elevated levels of the isotope in less than 2 months. This latest recall affects shrimp sold under the AquaStar and Kroger brands. The FDA says no illnesses have been reported so far. National Weather Service says we can expect thunderstorms today. Some of them could produce damaging wind gusts and rainfall in excess of an inch an hour. Forecast calls for 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs near 70. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 72. In Lawrence right now, cloudy sky 69. Topeka, rain and 69. Chanute, rain 71. A flood watch in effect for the Chanute area until 1 p.m.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila.
Speak as an American. Mm-hmm. Governing is about choosing. It's about making an issue a priority. And the reality is we've allowed our special relationship with Israel that could be used very effectively and has been used effectively. Kissinger, Carter, and Baker, the three Americans who actually produced something. The relationship was special, but it was not exclusive, which meant that the United States could demonstrate its own independence at the negotiating table.
Aaron David Miller is a former State Department Middle East negotiator and a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for Peace. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. In the next half hour of Morning Edition, former detainees at an immigration detention center in eastern Kansas are speaking out about alleged overcrowding and medical neglect.
It makes you feel that you want to give up everything that you've done on this country. They don't care.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, that report on a rural jail that is part of a national outcry against claims of worsening conditions for detained immigrants.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, exploring the foundations of education through art and philosophy, with opening exhibition called History, Notice Me. Details at winterschool70.com.
Forecast for today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, could see some heavy rainfall. High temperatures this afternoon near 70 degrees.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's programme, as a wave of Western countries recognise the state of Palestine, we report on Israel's ongoing offensive in Gaza. And an autistic person reacts to President Trump's latest false claims on autism and vaccines.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
But you know, of course they will, because they think they can do whatever they want until they're held accountable.
Peter Navarro, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Good to see you.
His book is called I Went to Prison, So You Won't Have to. This is NPR News.
The author Patricia Lockwood spent years fighting long COVID, and her latest book captures that sense of disorientation, like the feeling she calls Brian fog.
I was reading a lot of Reddit at that time. People were describing their symptoms. They were misspelling things. They were saying that they were suffering from Brian fog.
I'm Ari Shapiro. Will there ever be another you? On the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join Laura Lawson for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce some damaging winds and heavy rain. Do be aware of that. High temperatures today near 70 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, rain 69, Topeka rain in 68. The time is 7:30.
The world.
She says the president will also be meeting together with the leaders of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, as well as have one-on-one meetings with the leaders of Ukraine and the European Union. The visit comes as the president has become more isolated in the UN, where there is a growing push to recognize a Palestinian state.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A school board president's unoccupied car was riddled with bullets in rural southwest Kansas on Sunday. Tensions have been high in Comanche County since the suspension of the school superintendent there. The county sheriff's department said on social media that a parked vehicle near the school board president's house was struck by gunfire at least 10 times. No injuries were reported. The shooting comes after the board suspended the Comanche County school superintendent over allegations of sexual harassment. The Shawnee County Commission has approved the county's annual budget. The 2026 budget is $151 million. It uses more than $4 million from reserve funds. Property taxes will go up slightly. For the owners of a home valued at $100,000, the tax will increase by about $59. Kansas lawmakers are not impressed with state revenue from sports wagering. As Dylan Lyson reports, they are floating the idea of the Kansas lottery taking over to collect more money.
The Kansas sports betting law lets private companies operating the state's four casinos, shutting out the casinos.
So there is a lot of money there. It's just, where does the money go? That's the big question.
Officials say lawmakers could let the lottery directly contract with vendors when the casino contracts end in 2027. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
National Weather Service says thunderstorms today could produce damaging wind gusts and rainfall in excess of an inch an hour. Forecast for today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures near 70 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 63. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Looking ahead to Thursday, though, Thursday looks nice, sunny with a high near 77. Not there right now, though. Lawrence reporting rain, 69 degrees, Topeka rain in 68. Chanute reporting rain and 70 degrees. Flood watch in effect for the Chanute area until 1 p.m. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Lawrence Opera Theater for a night of music and cocktails. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. September 26th. Tickets at Maselli'sOnline.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, less than a week after taking his seat, the newest member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Stephen Miron, has made his case for the Fed to lower benchmark interest rates much more than the quarter percentage point that the Fed lowered it last week. Miron wants a bigger half-point cut. We'll hear more in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Rain reported across much of the listening area right now. National Weather Service says thunderstorms that are moving through the listening area this morning could be strong. Some could produce damaging wind gusts. Rainfall in excess of an inch an hour. There is a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today with high temperatures near 70 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, rain 69. Topeka reporting rain 68 degrees. Manhattan rain and 69. It's 7:44.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Favel is in Syria learning some of the secrets of a government.
His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there.
This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Ted Sarandos is
film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Many immigrants who are detained in Kansas and Missouri go through the Chase County Jail in eastern Kansas. Now former detainees are speaking out about overcrowding and medical neglect. As Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, the Cottonwood Falls facility is part of a national outcry against claims of worsening conditions for detained immigrants.
Gout is a form of arthritis. It's
which is not true.
Jose was able to leave Chase without being deported, but even with that possibility, he seriously considered signing on the dotted line just to get out, even if it meant abandoning his work and his family.
It makes you feel like you want to give up everything that you've done on this country. They don't care. They don't care.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, immigration, and many other issues connected to public policy. You can find more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition. It's coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. The best way to start the day is with a good breakfast. The best way for KPR to start our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast, Friday morning from 7 to 8:30, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There is no better way for you to make your pledge to KPR go further. Join us Friday morning. It's going to be a rainy Tuesday. National Weather Service says there's a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures near 70. Some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts and heavy rain. Forecast for tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 63. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 72. Lawrence, right now, rain 69, Topeka rain in 68. It's 9 minutes before 8.
Yeah, it's really tough. We do not have enough homegrown STEM students, especially at the graduate level. And it's something that, you know, we've been solving with a Band-Aid, the H-1Bs. But maybe we need to rethink a few other things so that we produce more folks here.
We talk about being a country that embraces entrepreneurship. We talk about being a country that wants to look out for smaller businesses. But you see a policy here that seems to be cutting in a different direction.
Every politician during an election year runs around telling audiences that small businesses are the backbone of America and that they support small businesses. Maybe not so much.
Eric Gordon teaches at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. He's also an attorney who teaches in the law school. Eric, thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.
Our producers are Tamar Fagan, Ariana Rosas, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Alex Schroeder. Our supervising senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio, and we're from APM, American Public Media.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, let's not forget K210CR in Atchison at 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tried to get too cute. Forecast for today, thunderstorms in the listening area. Some could be strong and produce damaging wind gusts and rainfall in excess of an inch an hour. More details coming right up. It's 8 o'clock.
ABC and Disney reverse course, and tonight Kimmel will be back. In a statement, Disney said its decision last week was to avoid further inflaming a tense situation. However, the Sinclair Broadcast Group, which owns ABC affiliates in 30 markets, says it will not broadcast the Kimmel show. Sinclair says talks with ABC are ongoing. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Prosecutors do not plan to seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing two people and kidnapping a child in Topeka in July. Christopher Barnshaw is accused of murdering his father and his sister and kidnapping the sister's two-year-old son. Barnshaw fled to Illinois, where he was arrested. The child was not harmed. KSNT reports Barnshaw faces a host of charges, including two counts of murder in the first degree. But in a court filing, prosecutors say they will not pursue capital punishment if Barnshaw is found guilty. A school board member's unoccupied car was shot 10 times in rural Kansas Sunday evening. As Kaylin Moore reports, tensions have been high in the area since the suspension of the school superintendent.
The Comanche County Sheriff's Department said on social media that a parked vehicle near the school board president's house was struck by gunfire at least 10 times. No injuries were reported. The shooting comes after Comanche County Schools Superintendent Ty Thurer was suspended for allegations of sexual harassment. The Kansas Reflector reported earlier this month that people packed a school board meeting and demanded disciplinary action against the superintendent. The sexual harassment complaint was filed back in the spring. The Sheriff's Department is asking for the community's help in solving the crime. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach says Kansas has lost out on funding on food assistance funding because the state withheld data from federal officials. But as Dylan Lyson reports, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's office says the program will not be disrupted.
Kobach said in a news release that the federal government has held back $10.4 million of funding because Kansas has not provided personal information about the state's food assistance recipients. But Kelly's office says the state will formally appeal, and that will automatically pause the decision, so the program will operate as normal during the appeal process. Kobach is also suing to force the state to hand over the data. State officials say turning over the information violates privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Frozen shrimp sold at Dillon's supermarkets in Kansas has been recalled for potential contamination. Kansas is one of 31 states where the shrimp was sold in the Kroger chain, which includes Dillon's. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said three varieties of shrimp sold at those stores may be contaminated with cesium-137. That's a radioactive isotope used in industrial equipment. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the three varieties of shrimp were also had elevated levels of the isotope in AquaStar and Kroger brands. Those are the latest recalls affecting shrimp sold under the AquaStar and Kroger brands. The FCC says, the FDA says no illnesses have been reported so far, but if you have any questions, you should contact the supermarket where you bought the frozen shrimp. Again, AquaStar and Kroger brands. Weather forecast for today, thunderstorms in the listening area. Some could produce damaging winds and rainfall. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 70 tonight. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows overnight. Around 63 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
It's Morning Edition from NPL and Tegra Flesberg. She's the director of Boston University Center for Autism Research Excellence. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Really made a mess of that last story in the newscast. I just want to clarify, the frozen shrimp sold at Dillon's supermarkets in Kansas that is being recalled is for shrimp sold under the AquaStar and Kroger brands. AquaStar and Kroger brands. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today from noon to 3 on KPR, the noon hour brings you a mountain adventure, first with an English tone poem called In the Mountain Country, followed up by a grand suite adapted from French mountain songs, Vincent d'Indy's Summer Day on the Mountain, and much more classical music from noon to 3 this afternoon. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. It's a gray, rainy, early autumn day in eastern Kansas. National Weather Service says thunderstorms moving through the listening area this morning could be strong. Some could produce damaging wind gusts and rainfall in excess of an inch an hour. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures near 70 degrees. In Lawrence right now, rain 68 degrees. Topeka reporting rain and 68 degrees as well. The time, 8:20.
Support for NPR comes from this.
The author Patricia Lockwood spent years fighting long COVID, and her latest book captures that sense of disorientation, like the feeling she calls Brian fog.
I was reading a lot of Reddit at that time. People were describing their symptoms. They were misspelling things. They were saying that they were suffering from Brian fog.
I'm Ari Shapiro. Will there ever be another you? On the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 70. More details coming right up. It's 8:30.
The show because they felt some of Jimmy Kimmel's comments were, quote, ill-timed and insensitive, and they wanted to, in their words, avoid further inflaming a tense situation and an emotional moment for our country. But after days of thoughtful conversations with Kimmel, Disney said it decided to return the show on air. Even so, one of the larger broadcast affiliate owners, Sinclair, says it will not air Jimmy Kimmel Live on its ABC stations in 30 markets.
Sinclair says it will air news programming instead. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A school board president's unoccupied car was riddled with bullets in rural southwest Kansas on Sunday. Tensions have been high in Comanche County since the suspension of the school superintendent. The county sheriff's department said on social media that a parked vehicle near the school board president's house was struck by gunfire at least 10 times. No injuries were reported. The shooting comes after the board suspended the Comanche County school superintendent over allegations of sexual harassment. Kansas lawmakers are not impressed with the state revenue from sports wagering. As Dylan Lyson reports, they are floating the idea of the Kansas lottery taking over to collect more money.
The Kansas sports betting law lets private companies operating the state's four casinos contract with vendors like DraftKings and FanDuel. The state then taxes 10% of the casino's net revenue. In the first 3 years, sports wagering has earned the state about $36 million. Republican Representative Francis Auerkamp says other states tax up to 50%, and their lotteries contract with vendors directly, cutting out the casinos.
So there is a lot of money there. It's just where does the money go? That's the big question.
Officials say lawmakers could let the lottery directly contract with vendors when the casino contracts end in 2027. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Shawnee County Commission has approved the county's annual budget. The 2026 budget is $151 million. It uses more than $4 million from reserve funds. Property taxes will go up slightly for the owners of a home valued at $100,000. The tax will increase by about $59. WIBW-TV reports the budget also includes wage increases for county workers, as well as additional funding to staff the county's new mental health facility. Weather report for today, thunderstorms in the listening area. Some could produce strong winds and heavy rainfall in excess of an inch an hour in some cases. There is a 90% chance of precipitation, high temperatures near 70 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, rain 68 degrees. Topeka reporting rain 68 degrees. Chanute reporting cloudy skies 70 degrees. Chanute under a flood watch until 1 p.m. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR.
...than the perpetrators, but clearly Trump has tapped into a serious public concern here. Homeless camps are perceived as a serious safety and quality of life problem, and cases of violence by mentally ill people, as you say, especially when caught on video, they've gotten a lot of media attention.
So if the president's idea goes forward, are there enough mental institutions and drug treatment clinics to care for these people?
Yeah, the short answer is no. Speaking on Background with NPR, White House officials say they think this can be done without a big new federal investment, but experts don't agree. Later today on All Things Considered, I'll report on an effort in Oregon to expand use of civil commitment. Critics say the price tag could spiral out of control.
That is NPR's Brian Mann. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition, coming to you from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Still ahead, a typhoon barreled through the Philippines on Monday, displacing over 17,000 people. The storm is now bearing down on Hong Kong and southern China. We'll hear the latest in about 10 minutes. Thunderstorms moving through the KPR listening area right now. Some could be strong and produce damaging wind gusts. We could see rainfall in excess of an inch an hour in some places. Forecast for today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high temperature near 70 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low overnight around 63. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Sneaking a peek ahead to Thursday, looks good, sunny with a high near 77. In Lawrence right now, rain 68 degrees, it's 8:44.
I'm Layla Faldin, a bit behind on the news. No sweat, we got you.
Okay, so just remind
move. If things continue along the path they're on, we might reconsider.
With three passports to choose from, Smith feels secure, she and her kids we'll find a better future somewhere. Monsi Khurana, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. So glad you're with us for Morning Edition. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown on today's program, a rose leaf rag, plus a Kansas tango, an English composer's Autumn Leaves, sung by the King's Singers, fairy tale music by Dvorak, too, about how a wise hermit uses his golden spinning wheel to solve a murder. Interesting stuff on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's the BBC News Hour. Thunderstorms in the forecast today. National Weather Service says some of them could produce heavy rain. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs this afternoon near 70 degrees. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 63. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high around 72 degrees. In Lawrence right now, rain 68 degrees. Topeka reporting rain 68 degrees as well. Manhattan rain and 66. It's 9 minutes before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm Michelle Martin. A super typhoon barreled through the northern Philippines on Monday. Flooding and landslides displaced more than 17,000 people. At least three people are known to be dead and at least five others are missing. The storm is now bearing down on Hong Kong and southern China. Ashish Val.
My paperwork. It's 301 days.
For Furlong, it's her next immigration check-in.
Because I have to report in October.
and I don't know what's going to happen.
She says the prospect of being detained is scary, so she's been having difficult conversations with her husband.
Every time I went in, I would tell my husband, okay, I may not come out. And he's like, whatever, you say this every time. Now he knows it's serious this time. But I always go in like I'm not coming out.
Furlong tells me what she takes with her, just in case.
It's always three bras, three underwears, three socks, scrunchie that I'd be able to take with me, no wire in the bra because they won't let you wear, you know, like I'm prepared.
Until October, she says the only thing she can do is be ready for the worst and hope for the best. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, I'll speak with the writer of a new play that imagines what it was like when Martin Luther King Jr. and his close allies were planning the March on Washington. Listen in the NPR app on a smart speaker or this public radio station. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition this morning. Do keep listening. NPR News is up next, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, who has lots of great stuff. If you're listening on KPR2, BBC News is next. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures this afternoon near 70 degrees. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 63. Tomorrow, again, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 72. In Lawrence right now, rain 68 degrees. Topeka reporting rain in 68 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington.